This is Twit.
This is a doozy that took place this morning, and I kind of just heard about it as I was coming in to the office. A big outage, internet outage, kind of across the landscape. There were banks, brokerage firms, the PlayStation Network, the Steam Store, loads of different places.
Airbnb.
Allied Bank, Fidelity, Airbnb,
tons.
British Airways. I saw FedEx was involved.
LastPass.
So clearly, LastPass, that's kind of a scary one. Clearly, there was something big going down that caused an issue for folks to be able to access sites or access certain portions of the sites. Turns out, Akamai, who is a sponsor on the Twit Network, full disclosure there, was suffering an outage with its DNS Edge product that seems to be behind this. Now, Akamai did send out a tweet saying this was not a cyber attack. This was just an outage. But it kind of, as The Verge pointed out in its article, is just a reminder that as decentralized as we think the web might be, it's not really a decentralized network when you've got huge players in the space who serve as the backbone of the internet in different ways. With this system, Akamai is known for being a CDN, a content distribution network, but also it has a DNS product that is, you have to kind of think of DNS as sort of a phone book. So you will, you go to a website and you type in, say, theverge.com, but when you go to that website, you're actually going to an IP address that exists somewhere. And so there's a system in between you and that website that sees that you've written in theverge.com and then takes that and goes, ah, that actually results in this address that's an IP. And then you go to that website via that IP address. The DNS that's in between is the one that's kind of handling that. And Akamai has a really cool service that is helpful in DDoS attacks, distributed denial of service attacks, and other kinds of methods of trying to get sites to not be accessible or services to be accessible, where they kind of run that DNS more locally to the system, which can help in some ways. But if there's an issue or that goes down, then it can be a problem for folks to be able to actually gain access to a site, or as we've seen in some cases, it's just different parts of a site. So not being able to book a flight, etc. There were quite a few different outages across the whole thing. And The Verge had pointed out to some other things that had happened where there's Fastly's CDN service that took down Reddit, Twitch, and even The Verge. Amazon Web Services has had an outage in the past that's caused issues. So there are quite a few. And then it just so happened that at the same time as this was going on, there were some 911 systems that went down. From the reports that have come in this early, it seems that those were unrelated and had to do with some other issues. So it's hard to know, of course, so early on in the process, whether what outages at a given time were the result of this issue with Akamai's services. But at the end of the day, that is something that you may have experienced this morning as you were trying to access your bank or the PlayStation Network or some other service. Couldn't see what FedEx packages were rolling in or not rolling in. Could have been the cause of Akamai's system not being down. Now, Akamai reported on edgedns.status.akamai.com that the issue has been resolved. This was posted about an hour ago, July 22nd, 2021, 1709 UTC. The incident has been mitigated.
Dun, dun, dun.
At first, they were investigating it at about 1609 UTC. And so it took about an hour, or precisely an hour, according to this, to resolve the issue for Akamai's Edge DNS and GTM. I'm not sure what GTM is, but we did talk about the Edge DNS service. So, that's what's going on. I mean, ultimately, this is just kind of like a, there's not a whole lot of conversation to have. It is really just kind of a reporting on, but,
and it just happened.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
If there's any real deep information to be found, we're not going to hear about it immediately. Although Akamai, like you said, has admitted that it's not the result of a hacking or, you know, cybersecurity breach.
Right.
As far as we know right now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's hopeful that that is the case, you know, that we're not working with some sort of cyber attack.
Yeah.
Given all the different cyber attacks that we've seen. And
given the impact. I mean, yeah. You know, talk about, I mean, I realize, you know, they're saying that it isn't, but talk about a great way to take, to make a large impact, right? And it always seems like DNS is the thing that this happens with, right?
Yeah.
When these things happen, it's all, you could always point to the DNS. There was a similar incident that happened last month with a Fastly CDN outage that took down Amazon, Reddit, Twitter, Spotify. I mean, at the end of the day, these things just happen. And, you know, there is no service that is 100% secure or protected from these things. That's why they always say, you know, nine nines of security or whatever it is, 99.999999. Yeah. So you're saying there's a chance. You know, at the end of that, there's always a chance. There's always a possibility that something's going to happen here. At the end of the day, how swiftly, how fast is it resolved when it happens? And I mean, just looking at this, it seems like Akamai did a pretty darn good job of resolving this pretty quickly.
Sometimes it's kind of, it can be very complex, the situation, and it can, you know, one tumble turns into 95 tumbles and suddenly everything's down. So it is a little refreshing whenever it's like, oh, we've got this one issue that we can resolve and we're good to go.
Yeah.
This is something that we'll be keeping an eye on, because I'm sure there will be more reporting as this goes on. But I think this is going to result in folks going, and don't you forget, the internet isn't as decentralized as you think.
It isn't perfect. Yeah. Nothing in this world is perfect. One thing to remember that, you know, a lot of sites reporting on this point to a site called downdetector.com, which, I mean, as far as like resources on the internet, it's a good site to know. It's just a great way to kind of take a look at a glance at some of the top websites and understand and know what's going on. Are they down? How long have they been down? To see all of them, you know, affected at once. So if that wasn't already on your radar, downdetector.com, great resource for tracking this sort of thing.